You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Yeah, it's an interesting offseason for the Nationals coming up here because they've been so successful in the last 5 years, three division titles, second most wins in baseball, but they obviously haven't been able to close the deal. So they're kind of in this weird place where, you know, it's do we kind of retool and gear back up with the guys we have, or do we make kind of a major splash to kind of try to push forward and get over that kind of proverbial hump to not only get to the second round, but to eventually reach the World Series. So the Nationals are always a team that you have to watch forward in the free agent, even when there's not a clear need. A couple of years ago, of course, it looked like their starting pitching was all stacked, and they went out and signed Max Scherzer to a seven-year deal. So the biggest things for them going into is number one, going to be closer. Mark Melancon is leaving as a free agent this year. They traded for a midseason. And they are going to be involved in the free agent, those top-tier closers. Kenley Jansen, Rolas Chapman, and probably even Mark Melancon. They've had interest in those guys before, especially Chapman. They were one of the teams that were in on him near the deadline this past season. So wouldn't be surprised if they make a play for one of those guys. The price might get a little too expensive for them. So, I mean, you could see them possibly going to one of the second tier, so to speak, closers. Mark Melancon, they definitely like what they saw from him, so you could probably see them kind of go for to try to re-sign him, I should say. So it's going to be interesting to see how they, you know, what limits they put, whether or not they value a closer who's got the experience, whether or not they just upgrade their bullpen in other ways and use one of their young arms, Blake Treinen. They really like what they saw from Ronaldo Lopez. Guys like that, Sean Kelly still signed another year. Maybe they move one of those guys to closer and just kind of bolster up their bullpen in other ways. But I think that's going to be the biggest play that you'll see them spend in some way on their bullpen. Going from that, also the team has a lot of versatility. And I think that's one of the things Mike Rizzo has kind of preached, you know, the last couple of weeks just going into this offseason is that, you know, this team's got guys who can move around. So depending on where they find the best fit, they have Trey Turner right now in center field. He obviously was a shortstop coming up through the minors, so potentially they can move him into the infield if they can find somebody who can play the outfield in center field. They find a corner outfield, they might move Bryce Harper to center field and play somebody in the corner outfield. Also, you've got Jason Worth, only one more year left on his deal, so you're going to have an open spot in the outfield at some point as well. And, of course, Bryce Harper's contract is coming up in 2018, so you're not sure how long he'll be around. So they've got some pieces that they can potentially move around. It's kind of going to be whatever we can find best fit through free agency, through trade. They find an infielder. They may, you know, plug in somebody new at shortstop and keep Trey Turner around in center field. But they may move Trey Turner around a lot. I think that's the kind of thing that they have hinted at, that he might not necessarily have one kind of home base position next year. He may just kind of hop around to make sure he's starting every day. But, it's something that they like, the flexibility that he provides. So those are two things I think they definitely have to watch for. And, of course, the catching position as well. Wilson Ramos, of course, had that brutal ACL tear near the end of the season. They didn't extend him a qualifying offer. The two sides are going to meet still at some point this offseason, this week probably. They're going to try to see if they can work something out, work some kind of deal out to keep Ramos with the team. It seems unlikely. He had to take probably a major pay cut. And it would probably try to test to see what he can do in the open market. But he's even said that he may have to DH for some kind of American League team to start off just because he's not sure if he can catch every day. So, you know, the Nationals are going to probably explore the catching market. I would be surprised at this point if they really dip into any other free agent catchers. They like Pedro Severino a lot. He's one of their top prospects. And he, you know, showed well as a good defensive catcher. They may try to enter spring training if they feel comfortable at this point, if they have to go to spring training with him as their starting catcher, him and kind of a combination of Jose Lobaton. But those are the kind of biggest holes for the Nats. But like I said, even when there's not a clear need, you can always see Mike Rizzo try to get creative and try to find a way to make this team better and get them over the hump.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.